Christ, I speak that. Book of Colossians now. This is Book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. This Bible, I just copy all the Bible chapter 1 to 4. I put it this way, section by section, so we can read, we can go over it together. I heard that you can text turn to read, and when I was in the dining room hall, that I can hear very clearly. Do you have a wireless microphone that's on? This time we can start from the brothers. Do you have any? You started.
First one. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother.
To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, this is the opening is a letter. Paul mentioned about this, the will of God. We already talked about the will of God last hour. Once we understand the God's will, then we can be completed. We never miss our goal and our target. And because many times our problem is that we don't know, we're struggling on the understanding of the God's will. I hope that we are finding out the will of God in your life, in my life, so we never be misled, or we never all our investments, our time and your labor can be in vain, but everything can be meaningful enough to you. Verse 2, the saints and the faithful brothers in Christ. That one also we can cover our last hour. And also the grace and peace from God our Father. Yeah, it's a kind of very, most of the Paul's letter, this is the way that he opened it and he started it. You find out that this grace and peace, these two words is very precious word. Once we understand it fully, then our life will be truly be blessed. Shalom, you know, peace be with you. That's what the Jewish people are greeting each other, because this peace is so precious. Jesus mentioned about the peace that he asked us to receive his peace. It come from above. Let's turn to the book of John. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 27. John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give it to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, not let it be fearful. Once the peace we can receive from the Lord, then we don't, our life can have all the fear can be removed from us. Because we are in his light. So he also become our protections, and he's become our refuge, because he's become our providers. So his peace is different than come from this word. I think the word give us some inner sense and a physical peace. That's why people seeking for better life. When we don't have any financial problems, and also we have a human as a good relationship with people, then they have some certain degree or we can say there's some peace. But true peace is come from God. The peace come from above is different. Because when it's come from the Spirit of God, it's come from truly come from the bottom of our heart. God knows how can help our life to be peaceful. The human life has there's a limitation, always uncertain, always a potential that the peace in our life can be destroyed any moment. But once the peace comes from above, no matter what circumstance in our life, even we are in challenge and of a trial, still we can have a peace in our life. So the last one and two we can cover. Now we can continue to go over the next ones. Next, can you
verse 3. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you.
Four. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, of your love for all the saints.
Five. Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel.
Which has come to you as it has also in the world, and is bringing forth fruit as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth.
Verse 7. As you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf.
Verse 8. Who also declared to us your love in the Spirit.
Yeah. So my translation, the NASB, so maybe a little different than your translation. So, but maybe that way we can compare the different translations. But verse chapter 1, verse 3 to 8, this is just one sentence. It's a quite long sentence. So if you just read it, sometimes overthink, it's quite nothing to be bothered to understand. But once we go into the statement by statement, that it really helps us to understand all the scriptures. Chapter 1, verse 3, we give thanks to God. We give thanks to God. I think he and his co-worker there, when he heard, the verse 8 says, he also informed us of your love in the Spirit. So if Epaphras give this information and how all the members in the Corinth are doing well, so Paul and the workers, they thanksgiving to God. They pray to God. And verse 4, the reason why thanksgiving to God, verse 4 says, we heard of first ones, their faith. A faith in Christ Jesus. Number 2, the love which you have for all the saints. Number 3, because of the hope laid out for you in heaven, which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel. So Paul, he heard a saint in Colossus, and they continue to grow up in the Lord, their life, Christian life, to be mature in the Lord. Within their life, the first one is their faith in Christ Jesus. Where the faith, how your faith can be improved, how your faith to increase, in a sense. How you can improve your faith, simply. Anybody? Your faith. How you can improve your faith, how you can improve your quality of your faith. How your faith can be solid? Huh? Go ahead. Yes.
Trusting God.
That's good. Trusting God. Once you reach up to trusting God, then many times we don't trust in God 100%. That becomes a problem too. Anybody else? How can you improve your faith?
Ask God for faith.
Hmm?
Ask God for faith.
Ask God for faith, yeah. Faith is not our asset. Faith is God's asset. God's, it belongs to God. So when God opens your heart, God gives you faith, then you can have faith. Out there's many people. You open the Bible, ask them to believe in Jesus Christ. Doesn't mean that they believe in Jesus Christ. Faith does not come from God. Because we cannot see God. So God is a spirit. Without His giving us to open our heart to let Himself to reveal to us, that we cannot have faith. So in the church, you know, you find out that many members, the growing pace is different. So we cannot scold them. You have weak faith and strong faith. Everybody's different. So it depends on the person. Of course, the person is stubborn heart, it's very hard to improve their quality of their faith. But the person who submit to God, the faith is improved naturally. Anybody else? So once you say once is the trust in God, what is the second one? I mentioned that, I forgot.
Ask God for
faith. Ask God for faith, yeah. So faith is come from God. We have to ask for help. So we can remember when in March of tonight, the man came to his son was possessed, they came to Jesus asking for help. If you can, he says, Jesus mentioned that that's not enough. And he asked for help. So faith is come from God. But yet we submit to Him. Another one we can say, according to the Bible, you listen to the Word of God. You can tell, you know, the Romans chapter 10 mentioned it, right? If you listen to the Word of God with the heart of submissions, with humility, then you can improve your quality of your faith. So, on a daily basis, we read the Bible. To read the Bible is one of the purposes we listen to the voice of God. It's not just, you know, reading how much I read it, but you can read the Bible, then you can listen to the voice of God from the messages. Every time when you read even same passages in the Bible, but every day you different circumstance, the God give you different messages, dimensionally different. So the Word of God, if you look at, you can listen to the Word of God, then you improve your quality of your faith naturally. Yeah. Any other things? Your faith in Christ and Jesus. Another one we can say, your commitment. Many times we try to compromise our life. We want to believe in God, yet we want to rely on the Word. That's because of human natures. But once you commit your life truly, so your faith in Christ, then your commitment, you step into the Christ, your life, or your both of feet stay in the Lord Jesus Christ, then your faith to be improved. That you stay in the Lord Jesus Christ means you abide in the Lord Jesus Christ, abide in His love, abide in His commandments. Then our faith can improve eventually. That's commitment. So in Christ, it's your faith in Christ. How about the second one, the love? Love. The love which you have for all the saints. You pray a lot, yet you never reach out the hands to the help other people. That your love is nothing. You know, if you're hungry, then you go to drink. And you're hungry is different. Thirsty, then you drink. Hungry, then you have to eat. Then you go eat. The love is truly put out actions. to show you something. But Jesus mentioned that, right? Because when he decided gods and sheep, maybe because you serve the one and the little one in the church. Maybe you give one cup of little water when the person is thirsty. But the name of God, then this one is piling up in your treasure in the kingdom of God. But God, remember what you have done. That is a true love. That's how we become our life to be like a sheep. The love is not easy. Love is, especially love, a tour to. Sometimes we think in between God and us, I love you. But sometimes we forget about the love around us. That's what Jesus mentioned about this Good Samaritans. You know, because with Levi, the priest passing by, and then the Levites passing by, there's a man who need help there. But Samaritan passing there find out this person need people's help. So he reached out his hand. That is the neighbor. So the love is not just for the concept that we can receive from the Bible, but it has to put out as actions. So the love is, this love is the which you have for all the saints, to love each other. You know, the John chapter 13, Jesus, when he offered, you know, the final, the Last Supper, and he washed washed disciples' feet. That's showing the love. The more you learn about God, the more you be mature yourself. You don't want to go up by yourself to be nobody and help others. So you can be a servant. We can say servant of God, and a servant of God. We have become waiters, a waitress in your church. Then people come, you can help them. How can I help you? You know, the attitude. Then when Jesus came to this world, not to be served, but to serve others, give a ransom for all of us. That's showing us a true love. Love is precious. Why we can grow up ourselves? We can thought about it. Because of love, we eat up the love. That's why we really appreciate to our parents, because they give us love. And ultimate love, we can say ultimate love, Jesus died on the cross for us. He's showing us how we can follow him. That's the ultimate love he's showing us. That is a true love. And the third one, the hope that laid out for you in heaven. Anybody? The hope. Any volunteers? Hope. Once the person have a hope, his face is different. You think so? If you're getting married the next week, your face is, 24 hours, even sleeping time, your face is smiling. Because you know there's a wonderful fiance now to be your, becomes your wife. The hope is smile. That's a hope. Why Christians always rejoice always? Because we have a hope. We have a living hope. 1 Peter, Peter mentioned about this living hope. The hope is not belongs in this world. Our hope is eternity. Because during the time of Peter's, in his time, you know, the persecution is getting closer at that time. So but all the Christians, they are under the great fear actually, physically, because they are life-threatening. But Peter mentioned about the importance of your living hope. Let's look at the First Peter. Excuse me. First Peter, chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Can the next person to read? chapter 1, First Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. First Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
First Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
4. And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you.
Thank you. Here the Peter mentioned that according to His great mercy, has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, obtained the inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled, will fade away, reserved in heaven for you. So the hope, your hope is in the resolve in the heaven. This is our hope. That's why no one can take away. So verse 6, Peter mentioned that in this you greatly rejoice. You know that this hope, no one can take away. You know this hope is solid enough. That is a given hope with its sure assurance by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so on the last day you can resurrect from the death, and that you can have your life with the Lord Jesus Christ. So in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. Maybe your life has some trouble and difficulties, maybe. But since your hope is in heaven, you can rejoice always. And this is the gospel, verse 5, the Paul says, of which you previously heard in this word of the truth. The word of truth is equally the gospel it is. So that these people in Colossus, they listen to this word of God, this gospel, they improve the quality of their faith and their love, their hope. So that the quality of the Christians improve. So that's why he thanks to God. From verse 6 is explained about the gospels. Verse 6, which has come to you just as in the world, also it is constantly bearing the fruit, increasing, even as it's been doing in you also since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth. Bearing the fruit is a very precious part. If you don't understand the gospel of salvation, if you don't understand the love of God, then we cannot bear the fruit. Understanding is very, essential for the Christians. If we have a lack of understanding, if we do not have understanding means if we do that we don't have a wisdom, that we have to ask for God. So James chapter 1 says, if you are lack of wisdom, James chapter 1 verse 5, James chapter 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lacks of wisdom, let him ask of God. So understanding, understanding and the wisdom is equally the same. I think we can just understand in that way. Understanding the grace of God in truth. Understanding the grace of God. We talk about the bearing the fruit. The fruit of Holy Spirit, fruit of Spirit. All this you can tell, you know, how wonderful that that's the image of the Lord Jesus Christ actually. We can build ourselves, reach up to there. The possible when we understand the grace of God. How we can help ourselves to improve our quality of honoring our parents when we understand the parents' grace, the given grace to us. Instead of we complain to our parents, but actually we're trying to please them. We know no matter what circumstance, you know, every parent is a different circumstance. If you compare your parents with somebody else, or what you receive compared with others, there's no way we can understand the love of parents. But we know that how much we receive from our parents. But since you are here, now I'm here because of our parents. Because they love us, because they take care of us. That's why we are here. I remember my mother's love is so precious. I still remember what all the love she supplied. Of course, my understanding also limited, but I appreciate my parents' love. It's so precious to me. I'm sure because now your age is 18, over 18, all here, right? So your life is now depends on your understanding of actually understanding of grace of God and grace of parents. If we truly understand the grace of parents, if we truly understand the grace of God, your quality, life quality, definitely to be improved. Yeah. Your life to be mature enough. From the point of view. So the word here says, understand the grace of God in truth. The hope that we can truly bearing the fruit. Bearing the fruit is improve your quality of your characters. Build up your life like an image of Christ. Yeah. Instead of we demand, but you can supply to the who need and please God also. How we can please God? It's not by the demanding, but by showing our faith. Right? So with the faith, without faith, it is impossible to please God. What is a faith? Faith based upon the foundation of a faith is a true love. So this faith can please God. Verse 7, because this gospel of salvation and this word of the truth come from the Epaphras. Paul here mentioned it. And verse 8, he also informs us of your love in the Spirit. I just draw here bottom, say your love in the Spirit. Because of your love in the flesh, I mean your love in the Spirit is the same like this faith and hope and love. So I just draw here to let you the same thing on the top here, 1, 2, 3. Next ones. Can you continue?
For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
And that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
11. Transcend with all powers according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and the patience joyously.
12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
Thank you. For this reason, because Paul listened for heard what was going on in Colossians, all the members, they improved their quality of their faith and in the Lord. So he, for this reason, and he continued to pray for them. And first one is, they may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. You may mention that here. And the second, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. And third is, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. Number four is giving thanks to the Father. So ultimately, he pray, and all the co-worker, they together, they pray to God for the member in Colossus, because let them continue to improve enough their life to give thanks to God. Verse 12, you mentioned it. Once we go back to verse 9, ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will. Again, Paul here mentioned about God's will, his will. So filled with the knowledge of his will. Let's turn to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 verse verse 1 and 2. Yeah. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I urge you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your body a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship, too. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Here, Paul, let us know how we can understand God's will. First, we know how to offer ourselves to God. When we offer ourselves to God, it has to be the living sacrifice, living and holy sacrifice, which means we're really giving up ourselves, and then we offer to God. And then verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world. We have a nature, we have a flesh within us. We easily to our life to assimilate the people in this world, the life, you know, style of our life, to be like in this world. Because that's our nature. Yeah. But once we involve our life in this world, we turn around, we can look at the God's will, yet God's will cannot to be revealed to us unless we're seeking God truly. So God's will cannot come to us to let us to know. So here Paul mentioned the verse 2, do not be conformed to this world. That means do not love the world. Simply mentioned that. Do not love the world. And also but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to cleanse ourselves, to change our attitude, change our value systems. We have to be like a Christ, and like a Christian. Not just only turn around from the world, but we have to change ourselves to be a new person, so that you may prove what the will of God is. Remember Daniel, when he find out the 70 years of exile, and he kneeled down, he prayed to God with a fasting prayer, with a sackcloth. And that angel came to give understanding, let him to understand God's will. So the other revealed the revelation of God given to him. When he come to God, seeking God, God let him know everything about God. We come to God, we as a man, we continue seeking your life to be, change your life, then his will upon to us. It becomes all the spiritual wisdom, and also understanding. Verse 10, number 2, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. Walk in the worthy, a manner worthy of the Lord. Everybody have a different form of walking, walking way. The models and they walking in the stage, they have walking. So I heard that they learn from several, quite long period of time they're walking. So one time I saw in the show, one of the hosts walking, because the model, the lady teach the, the how to walk, but his walking is very strange. But the model's walking is very confident and stretch out shoulders, a way to walk. I just explained to you this walking the manners. Christian walking is different than outside of walking. Noah, he walked with God. So God gave him a favor. How we can walk in a manner worthy of the Lord? We can think about it. Every day your life is a manner. You walk in a manner worthy way of the Lord. That this is the way you can please God. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 and 3. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, entreat you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. Oh, somebody else. Actually, I read then. With all humility and gentleness, with patience and showing forbearance to one another in love, being diligent to persevere the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We'll continue, he mentioned, but it is talking about that this is the manner worthy of calling, the work in the manner worthy of calling, with which you have been called. Since you're called by God, I hope your path, your walking is different than outside of the world. Worthy enough, your walking is enough to please God. Your walking is always close to God. So to please Him in all respect, bearing the fruit in every good work, increasing the knowledge of God. Knowledge of God is precious. Once you love someone, then you want to know that person, so you spend your time, you invest your things. Definitely. So that you want to know better, so you can be better way to can please that person. If you don't do that, then your relations have gained some problem, some trouble in your life. So marriage life, I learned that being now for 19 years so far, how we can make a healthy marriage life, you have to seeking the person, you have to try to understand the person, your spouse, to learn about the person. So your marriage life quality has to be improved. It doesn't matter, you know, to the next to you or not, even the distance, you can improve your quality of marriage. Where do you learn each other to you know, concern about each other? So you can help yourself improve that. So the manner, in a manner worthy of the Lord. And the third one, strengthen with all power according to His glorious might. Attaining all the steadfastness and patience. Now, because human nature is weak, our power is limited. We have to receive the power from above. So we need a spiritual wisdom. We need a spiritual strength from above. So that's why we emphasize the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Because man is weak. Why we kneel down and pray to God? Because we are weak. If you are strong, you don't have to pray. I don't have to pray. Why? I'm weak. So I need to pray. So here Paul says, we have not ceasing to pray for you. I think it's for us nowadays, because it strengthens with all power. So end up our Christian life, live up to here, verse 12 says, giving thanks to the Father, which is enough up there to inherit, qualify enough ourselves on the top of it. So we have a finish here. The next hours, I have to finish chapter 1 and 2, so I'm a little bit fast up. I'm sorry, I couldn't finish chapter 1 now. Sorry for that. A few more minutes. A few more verses then. This is the short ones. I read it then. For He rescued us from the domain of the darkness, and transfer us to the kingdom of His beloved Son. Domain of the darkness, when Jesus mentioned that, While I was with you daily in the temple, you did not lay hands on me, but the hour and the power of darkness are yours. And Jesus mentioned about he willing to die on the cross, but darkness has to be power upon him, and so they let him to hang on the cross. So darkness to control. Yet who's the one ultimate controller? Jesus Himself. He overcome the darkness later, and he resurrect from the death. So domain of darkness, actually quite fearful, domain of darkness. Whenever we are in this world, you know, when you after finish NYTS, you go back to your place, you can feel that there's a domain of darkness. You have to overcome it. Once the domain of darkness upon you, the power is upon to you, you have to defend yourself with a prayer. You cannot deal yourself to be, you know, against it, but you have to rely on the Spirit of God. So Spirit of God can help you so that you can get away from there. Transfer us to the kingdom of His beloved Son. We belong to God. If you ask God, He can help you. The John chapter 14, 15, Jesus keep mentioning that. In chapter 13, yeah, I mentioned that if we ask for Him, He will give it to us. So no matter any situation, you can feel the domain of darkness. Pray to God so that you can be safe, you can be protected. We have a redemption and the forgiveness of sins. This explain about the Lord Jesus Christ. We can finish up here. Hope that the chapter 1 we can finish next hours. I will continue. I'll try a little bit the speed up, and then I can explain, I will explain about the circumcision issue too in chapter 2, and so that we can hopefully finish a journey for the finish chapter 1 and 2 by today. So the next day, tomorrow, chapter 3, and then Friday finished chapter 4. I try to do my best. That's only now. We pray and finish up here. How we finish third round? That's only now. Pray together.